Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com. With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you for hanging out. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've already had a lot of fun. Thank you so much to Ryan Dunleavy. Covers all things NFL from the New York Post. He came through and joined us to talk all things NFL all across the country. In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Mike Chappell. He's going to come through and have a conversation with us about the Indianapolis Colts. You probably heard that some 44-year-old quarterback named Philip Rivers. He's back. We haven't seen him play since 2020. What does he have left in the tank? And is he going to get the start for the Indianapolis Colts this upcoming Sunday? Or is it going to be Riley Leonard? I doubt we see Riley Leonard, but we'll have that conversation with Mike Chappell in about 20 minutes. Also, there's a former NFL quarterback who's younger than Philip Rivers. He's kind of upset that he didn't get the call, and we'll get into that as well. We discussed some of the injuries in the NFL. Someone like CeeDee Lamb will be back for the Dallas Cowboys as they get ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings. That'll be good. Chiefs are dealing with a bunch of injuries to their offensive line. Not good for a team looking like they're out of the postseason. Tom Brady says, yeah, I could come back, but I can't. Part owner of the Raiders. What a flex. Good for him. We talked about the Falcons beating the Bucks last night. Bucks now in second place in the NFC South behind the Carolina Panthers. T.J. Watt got a needle to his lung. Yeah, you heard that correctly. T.J. Watt receiving a dry needling procedure. Loosen up some of the muscles. Well, they loosened up a lung. They deflated a lung. The poor man had to have a surgical procedure to fix him up. We have no idea what his status is going to be for the rest of the season at all. And then, of course, we gave you an update on Sherrone Moore, who is outside of being fired, is now facing 3 separate charges. A felony charge, misdemeanor charge, all for home invasion, stalking, breaking, and entering following his firing at Michigan. He rolled up to his mistress's house and he said he was going to commit suicide, was blaming the young lady, and now he's in custody. Damn. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, before we have this conversation with Mike Chappell in about 20 minutes to talk about the Colts, there's one guy who's not happy that he didn't get a call to come back to the NFL. That's Cam Newton. I mean, we last saw Cam Newton playing for the Carolina Panthers after he played for the Patriots in 2020. And he played 8 games with the Panthers and 4 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And that's pretty much all she wrote for Cam Newton. We saw him go 7-9 with the Patriots following the departure of Tom Brady. We know he's an MVP. We know he was number one overall. We know he has a Heisman. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the past, I'd say, 20, 25 years. And the way he played football, he played balls to the wall, and his body paid for it. And Cam Newton is done. He's sitting around on ESPN, and he's sitting around doing his podcast. I see him every now and then here in Atlanta, just outside, and he has a great cigar lounge that I enjoy going to. He's 36 years old. Phillip Rivers is 44. And so Cam Newton was, kind of thinking out loud, why the hell did he get a chance and an opportunity to play and not me? Listen to this.
Andy, if they call.
Hell yeah. It's almost like a slap in my face, bro.
All the things that you do in the media, do you come off like you're available?
Well, state the case then, bro.
Did Phillip Rivers send any type of signs that he was available? Why you asking me to do something that everybody else didn't do? Mm. I ain't no lab rat. Come on, bro.
You still are available.
Have you?
He's retired. You ain't even retired.
I did not and will not because of an opportunity like this.
And he also was in their system, but still, like.
I don't give a damn if he was in their family. He's 44 years old, bro.
He got grandkids.
How do people hold Cam Newton to a standard that you're not holding everybody else?
Cam, did you say that you were still available? Cam, you're retired.
So did Phillip. But I know when it comes with me. The personality, bro.
Well, he said as much. He said one of the reasons that he believes that he was cut, and he knows he was cut from the New England Patriots when they had Mac Jones, is that he, as a backup to Mac Jones, would be too much of a distraction to the team. So he feels that's why he got the boot. Okay? Now, when it comes down to Phillip Rivers, the last time we saw him on a football field 5 years ago, he was actually leading the Colts to the postseason. He threw 24 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. And so I don't think it's so much about the personality. I think it just boils down to the results. Phillip Rivers, one of the reasons that he is always, or in a lot of cases, considered for the Hall of Fame, one of the reasons that he was on a list this year, that's now going to have to be pushed back for a couple of seasons if he plays, is the fact that he was durable. He was always out there on the field. He just went out there and slung it. I mean, with Cam Newton's style of play, being at his age, at 37, I don't think people would necessarily look at him and just say, oh, he can still get the job done. Because when we did see him on the football field, he was hurt. When we did see him on the football field, the results were not there. His body was kind of beat up. And so, I mean, he can ask, hey, how come I didn't get the call? I mean, we've heard for the past few seasons, Phillip Rivers still wants to play. It was out there. It was out there. Teams, he was in contact with teams. Teams were in contact with him. But it wasn't up until now that he took this job. And I think his style of play, given his age, I think it lends to it. I mean, Cam Newton, his body, his feet, his shoulder, they gave up on him in his early to mid-30s. Phillip Rivers never ran. I mean, Phillip Rivers said it himself at his introductory press conference. Phillip Rivers is just like, hey, have you seen me? How much do I weigh? I don't know. It's not like that I ever ran away from anybody anyway. He's not Cam Newton. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Mike Vick. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Warren Moon. He's not Randall Cunningham. It's snap him the ball, throw the ball. And so I don't necessarily get where Cam Newton is coming from. The eye test on what we saw at the conclusion of his career wasn't all that good when he was actually healthy enough to go out there and play. But meanwhile, Phillip Rivers did help take an Indianapolis Colts team to the postseason. I mean, is anybody looking at them and saying, oh, my God, the Colts are going to win a Super Bowl this year? Hell no. But I'd give Phillip Rivers a chance before I say Cam Newton goes out there. He probably played a game and come out with a busted up shoulder. Matter of fact, this is what Phillip Rivers had to say about his weight a couple of days ago.
What is your playing weight? What do you weigh right now?
Right this second? I'm not sure, Greg. How about that? That's an honest answer. And I will answer your question a little better on the playing weight, Greg. And not what it was when I walked off the field in Buffalo. All right? I can tell you that. But then I'll follow that up with, I ain't never ran away from anybody anyway. Right? So I'm gonna, they you know, people say, well, they're gonna know you're gonna be right there. And it's like, well, they knew that for 16, 17 years. So
Look, he got all the jokes about his weight. And then, I mean, how about that? You want to talk about old guys unite? Phillip Rivers is older. Oh, this is funny. Phillip Rivers is older than Aaron Rodgers. Phillip Rivers is 44 years old. Aaron Rodgers, he just turned 42. And so even Aaron Rodgers was asked about another old guy. He's no longer the oldest dude around. And this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say.
I'm not the oldest guy in the league. Love that. It's pretty incredible, though, because he's been out for, I believe, four full seasons, plus this part of this season. I was laughing because a couple of my buddies hit me up asking what I would do in that situation. I said, without missing a beat, I'm retired. I'm staying retired. So big credit to Phil. You know, I've been a fan of his forever. I've known him a little bit over the years. I just love the way that he competes and plays. Again, not the most gifted player, but cerebral as all get out. Hilarious trash talker, and I wish him nothing but the best. I've been a fan of his for a while, and I hope he goes out and just like riding a bike, and he can jump right back into the saddle, and I expect him to.
Yeah, it's nice to have an old guy that you can actually root for. Not Aaron Rodgers. Yes, I'm rooting for the other old guy in Phillip Rivers. I can root for that guy. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Alex in Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us up, Alex.
Hey, JR, what's up? You smoke cigars?
Yeah, I said I go to Cam Newton Cigar Lounge. Yeah, I don't go there to, you know, lick the floor. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm getting some Cohibas in before Christmas. I just might go ahead and mail them to you at Atlanta.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. If I get them, they're yours. And if time runs out, you know what I'm saying? I can always hit up the JR Sports Brief, your Twitter handle.
Well, I'm not hard to find, man. You send them to Odyssey Atlanta, it'll end up right here with me.
Yes, sir. When it comes to Sherrone Moore, I wanted to have more evidence, more concrete evidence before I made a phone call, because I didn't want to talk out of my ears, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Obviously, yes. In a relationship, you need to unplug your current relationship before you go ahead and plug somebody else. You know what I mean? That's just the bottom line. It's common sense, right? Also,
well, before you go ahead. Go ahead.
Also, you got to remember that there's also been reports that he got her pregnant or whatever. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah, well, that hasn't been substantiated. So let's stay away from that. What I will say, well, hold on. What I will say about your first point. He didn't get fired because he cheated on his wife. He got fired because it's against Michigan's rules to sleep and have a relationship with a subordinate, of which he did. That's why he got fired. I mean, if we want to talk about ethics, yes, unless your wife is just like, oh, yeah, I'm down for, you know, you having a girlfriend or two or three, then that's their business. That he can do whatever the hell he wants. That's between him and his wife. But when it comes down to the position that he held publicly at the University of Michigan, they fired him because of the relationship that he was not supposed to have with his assistant. That's it.
No, I totally agree. I understand how the corporate world works. However, you know, I do have some information and advice to give other men out there. You know, if you are going to do that, you know, the bottom line is, obviously, we don't know if she's pregnant or not. There's no concrete evidence.
Well, Alex, but, I don't. Well, hold on, Alex. We've established that, you know, so I don't want to keep bringing that up. What is your ultimate point?
The ultimate point is don't be silly, cover your willy, you know.
All right, well, that took two seconds there. Well, thank you, Alex, for calling from Miami. I don't think it's even a matter of covering anything up. It's just don't do it. That's it. I mean, we hear this all the damn time. Out of all of the fish in the sea, and there's another saying for this. It's about making sure that you don't eat where you crap. Don't do that. Don't do that. Save one over here, another one over there. Don't do it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to New Mexico and talk to Tony. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tony?
Hey, man. How we doing? I just heard you guys talk about the Cam Newton situation, man.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Hey, so look, a big thing with the Cam Newton, like I'm a Patriots guy, right? And a big thing for me with Cam Newton is the maturity. This man lost his job to Mac Jones, and now he's wondering why he doesn't get an NFL spot again. Another thing is he's going on podcasts, crying and screaming about it. Phillip Rivers didn't do any of that, you know?
Yeah, well, Cam Newton has his own podcast, and he's on television, which is one of the key questions that they asked him. Do you appear that you're available for a job? I think he looks pretty cemented in the next stage of his life as a media personality, an NFL pundit. And then to your point and the point that I made, when he was in the NFL, he didn't look all that good at the end. Whether he was playing for Carolina, which a lot of people don't remember because he only played, about 7 or 8 games, and things did not end great in New England as he got cut for Mac Jones. He didn't want to accept being a backup. They know he didn't want to be a backup. It'd be a bad look. And so, yeah, the eye test at the end did not look good for him.
That's what I'm saying, man. And my biggest thing, too, is like Drake May, right? He's the future of New England. We love the guy. He's looked up to Cam Newton his whole life, grew up in North Carolina watching Cam. I mean, there's pics online of Drake in a Newton jersey and Panthers gear, and Cam Newton comes out the gates saying that we're fool's gold, and he's hating on, like, a man who's an MVP front runner right now. Like, I think that's not a leader of men anymore. At one point, Cam was, and I know this is terrible to kick a dude while he's down, but Drake May and, I mean, even Phillip Rivers are jumping on that fumble if it's the Super Bowl or any game of the season, man. Oh. That Cam Newton Super Bowl fumble, that's gonna haunt him, man. Like, MVP Cam was different, but you got to jump on that ball, man.
Yeah, now that was the MVP year. By the time he got to the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, he said, no, thank you. Yeah, that is going to follow him, and he's addressed that, too, over the years. So, he's making himself money by talking about himself, and here we are talking about him. So I don't think he's anticipating an NFL call, but one thing that he's doing right now post-NFL is making that cash. Tony, we appreciate you for calling from New Mexico, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Go Pats.
No doubt about it. 888-710-4ISN. That's the number to give me a holler. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know what? Let's talk about that old man, Phillip Rivers. Let's talk about these Indianapolis Colts. Let's talk about Daniel Jones. Let's talk about their future. What do we have in stores? Phillip Rivers going to get the start against the Seahawks? I think he will. And what can we expect the rest of the way? Does anybody know? We'll have this conversation with Mike Chappell on the other side of the break. Covers all things Colts for Fox 59 in Indianapolis. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com. Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com. With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we're getting ready for more Week 15 action in the NFL. We've even got a returning face that we have not seen since 2020. Of course, we're talking about Philip Rivers. To talk about these Indianapolis Colts digging back into the time machine to keep their season alive. Joining us right now is someone who covers the team in full for Fox 59 in Indianapolis. Welcome back to the show, Mike Chappell. Mike, how are you, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we understand Philip Rivers was signed, practice squad, and now there's the conversation about whether or not he's going to start over Riley Leonard. Is this something that you're surprised about, given what took place with Daniel Jones and his injury?
Well, and again, here locally, people are sort of mixed on this, and a lot of us don't know how this is going to end. Obviously, it could either be a, it could either work and be, and they'll make a movie out of it, or it won't. And but when people say, "Well, Philip Rivers, really?" I guess my response has always been, "Well, who? Give me a name." You know, we're in December, and if you needed to find a really good, reliable backup guard in December, you'd have a hard time doing it. So it's not a perfect storm at all. Well, it's a perfect storm of things that can go wrong, where you lose your quarterback. And there was a question about Riley Leonard coming out of the Jacksonville game. And oh, by the way, Anthony Richardson is still on IR with that orbital fracture. Oh, so there were a lot of options. And none of them good. So at the risk of not knowing how this is going to end, this was the best of bad situation, bad options.
No, you talk about bad options. Indianapolis Colts starting the season at 7-1. They are losers of 4 out of their last 5 games. They have Seattle coming up next. Is it just a matter of gamesmanship? You know, we're not getting clear word as to whether or not he's going to get the start over Riley Leonard. But is that just gamesmanship? We can expect to see Philip Rivers starting on Sunday, right?
Yeah, well, again, we talked to Shane Steichen today, and they just weren't ready to make an announcement. He said, we're still going to talk about it. But and we speculate. We you know, when we got to watch practice, the short time we're out there, it's, you know, Philip Rivers has taken – the first group, but it's just individual work. But they didn't bring him here to sit and watch. That's just not the case. The question initially was, could he be ready in 3 days, 3 practices, or would it be better to hold him out a week and then get him in against the Niners on next Monday night? So I what I wrote today is, no one should be surprised if he's the starter on Sunday. And again, I come back to the same thing. They didn't bring him here they didn't bring him here to be a mentor to the young quarterbacks. They brought him here to play, and it's again, it'll either work or it'll blow up on him. And there's really no middle ground. I hope it works. The one year we worked with Philip Rivers in 2020, it was a COVID year, and we didn't talk to him face to face one time.
Yeah,
so
man,
seeing him on Wednesday was really, you know, good to see, because again, he's such a great guy to talk with and get information from, and the personality. I hope it works. He's been gone for 5 years, for crying out loud.
And Mike Chappell is here with us, covers all things Indianapolis Colts for Fox 59 in Indianapolis. Knowing that Daniel Jones, he had that fracture in his leg, and then he moves on to the Achilles. He was on a 1-year contract. What can we expect with Daniel Jones moving forward? Is it a formality that he's done? Is it just a recovery? Are the Colts going to try to keep him around? What can we expect?
I think he'll be re-signed. No, I'm pretty sure he'll be re-signed. I shouldn't say anything. I'm pretty sure he'll be re-signed. The question is going to be is how will you shape a contract when maybe he's not ready until August or September. But they saw more than enough of him this year when he played well. But, you know, they go from 7-1 to 8-2, and his performance really went down after the fractured leg. So I think they really like what they saw. And here we go again. When you get into the off season, there's not much out there. It's the same guys. It's Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota and so they really like what they saw. And you know, Achilles are difficult to judge and rehabs and all that. You know, you're talking 8 months, 9 months. But with a quarterback, maybe it's not quite that severe. I'd have to go back and research how much actual time Aaron Rodgers missed before he could practice. Again, this isn't a defensive end who needs that quick twitch and get off the ball. It's a little different, but I think he's back next year. I really do. But then you've got to plan on if he's not quite ready until the middle of September, who's your starter? So they've got to find out what they want to do until Jones is back. But I really believe Jones will be back next year in Indy.
Well, Mike, we know one thing for certain before we get to next year. They're going to take on Seattle this week, San Francisco, Jacksonville, end the season in Houston against the Texans, whose defense has just been on fire. We know it doesn't matter who the quarterback is right now on this losing streak. I mean, they're going to really take a look at Jonathan Taylor to help lead the way. He's not quite on the heater that he was earlier on in the season with so much attention paid upon him right now. But what do you expect from him and this team overall over the next four games, knowing that they've been on this slide?
They're going to do what Quentin Nelson begged them to do several years ago with his hat, run the damn ball. They have to. But again, it's yes, you're going to run the ball, but then the other team knows you're going to run the ball because the other team knows you're not going to put a lot or too much on Rivers' plate. So it's not ideal, but they have got to protect the quarterback by running the ball, you know, ball control, protection, and hope the defense keeps the game close. If the game gets away from them early on, it's not going to be a good situation at all. But this team believes it's got a good offensive line, and it has for most of the year. It got a little leaky at the last month or so, and Jonathan Taylor is still leading the league in rushing. He's as good a running back as there is in the league. You've got to do that. Now, what a successful run game against these last four teams, especially Seattle, I don't know. 4 yards a carry, 3.5 carry, I don't know. But they can't. There's no chance that they want to go into this game thinking, you know, if Philip throws the ball 40 times, we're taken by surprise. No, you can't do that. You've got to tailor things to where, you know, he's only making those plays when he has to. You know, he's got to play the position, but you just can't expose him too much. So they're going to have to run the ball. It's going to be a short passing game, and hopefully that'll keep things close, and maybe you find a way to win it in the fourth quarter.
Maybe and possibly. Well, we talked about what the worst case is and the best case. What do you think is most likely to happen with these Colts? Do you think they'll make the postseason, or is that too much of a Cinderella Disney story?
Yeah, I think it's a bridge too far. Although, again, if you look at – I always go to the Athletics playoff simulator, and let's take Seattle off the board. I think they're going to lose. But if they win their last three games, they're in. And there's a really good chance if they find a way to beat Houston and Jacksonville, the division games, the last two games, they're in. So it's not like they need 10 things to happen with help from all these other teams. No, they just have to win. Well, but you're playing the toughest schedule to finish the season in the league. And it's not, you know, and again, Frisco, I always thought Frisco would be a game they could win, they could steal here on a Monday night. But they've got to get competent quarterback play. And I kind of think we're going to know first quarter into the second quarter on Sunday in Seattle if this has a chance. Their big concern, anyone's big concern, is going to be, can you protect him? Can he take a hit? You know, I don't think his arm strength is that much worse when he was here in 2020. But, you know, he's been coaching at St. Michael's in Alabama, and he's been throwing a lot. He just has. But, you know, those kids at St. Michael haven't been hitting him. So it's just different when all of a sudden things speed up. And I'm sure that Seattle players are thinking, huh, you think you could come off the couch at 44 and play? We'll show you. Uh-huh. So there's a lot going against them. But if I had, again, it's not an ideal situation. But I'm really curious how this thing plays out. And I think we'll know semi-early in the game on Sunday if this has got a chance.
Hopefully it's not a complete disaster. Hey, Mike, final question for you. Do you think this is something that will help or hurt his Hall of Fame chances? We know if he plays on Sunday, which we assume, this is going to push things back. But do you think this can help or hurt, or the things pretty much in stasis for Phillip Rivers?
Well, if we get that movie made of it, if they take him to the playoffs, then it's certainly going to help his resume. And I think it's, for the most part, it's the resume is what it is, and it's a pretty darn good resume, 67,000 yards and all of that. So, yeah, the unfortunate part from him, you know, is it resets for 5 years. He won't be eligible again until 2031. I don't think that's even remotely played into his decision. He wants to play, improve, or find out if he can do it. So, you know, I think he's Hall of Fame caliber, but that wasn't a big factor at all in this. But, you know, we'll see in 5 more years.
Yeah, we're going to find out what he can do on Sunday. Let's see if they go ahead and give him the go, as we all assume so. Hey, Mike, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody how they can follow you online and elsewhere.
Well, I'm on mchapel51 on X, and then I post copy every day at Fox 59 and CBS 4 here in Indy. So we try to keep people informed on what's going on with the Colts.
We appreciate that. Well, you certainly got a big story here at the end of the season. So let's root for the old guys, right, Mike?
That's right. We're all old. Some of us just are older than others, so no question.
Yeah, just rooting for him. Hey, all right, Mike, enjoy the rest of the time, and happy holidays to you, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That Mike Chappell joining us covers all things Indianapolis Colts, as we assume, I think rightfully so, that Phillip Rivers is going to get a start this Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks. The man is 44 years old. He hasn't played or thrown an NFL football since 2020. They plucked him off the couch, away from his 10 children and grandchild and wife, and Phillip Rivers is going to give it a go. It's like a movie, right? Hopefully he doesn't make an ass out of himself and then get sent home. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler. Here is the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'll take a look at the phone lines on the other side of the break. And then how about this? Forget the old guys for a minute. Let's talk about the young guys. ESPN decided to make another NBA list about a bunch of young guys, and they're releasing this right before we get to this NBA Cup. We'll get to the phone calls, talk some NBA. We got a lot to get into. But right now, let's get into a news flash. Here he is with an update. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lots, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. With thousands of sunny homes, why subject yourself to the cold? Just filter your search by monthly stays and save up to $1,500. Book now at Vrbo.com. Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com. With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away. Or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com. Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I mean, what a way. I mean, X's all in everybody's business today, right? Well, people doing things with the X's, and I don't know. Anyway, sorry, Sharon. I hope this guy's good. It's a terrible story. Terrible, terrible story. Anyway, thank you so much to Mike Chappell for joining us. Fox 59 in Indianapolis to come through and have a conversation with us about 44-year-old Philip Rivers back in the NFL, gone after basically 5 years. Damn. Let's see what he can do against those Seahawks. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Mason. Mason, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Word. What's happening, JR, my man?
How are you?
Oh, I'm good, brother. Hey, you know what? That interview with Mike Chappell was cool, man. I'm intrigued with the Philip Rivers thing before I get started on what I was talking about.
Well, how could you not? People, we want to see if he's going to end up like a fly on the front of a windshield or if he's going to be the old guy that you say. You know, you got the old guy with the old man strength, still go out there and hang with the young dudes. Is he going to be?
He looked cool.
I mean, you can look cool until you got to run a little bit, so it might be curse for him. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? Real quick, JR. Hey, about the Raiders, man. Raiders. I know nobody wants to hear about the Raiders, but I'm a Raiders fan. Okay. Hey, man. When I heard that Kenny Pickett was starting, I don't like anybody get hurt, obviously. So sorry what happened to Geno Smith. But, man, I just want to see something different. Man, we've seen Geno. I don't even think he even liked the Raiders. He flipped off the fans like a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I just want to see something different so bad.
Well, if you want to see something different from the Raiders, you might want to close your eyes and ignore them for probably a season or two. Because like you get to see Kenny Pickett. You excited about that?
Well, yeah. Hey, wouldn't it be ironic if he beats them? If the Eagles
Raiders
beat
Philly?
Yeah, because he won a Super Bowl with them. I think he played a snap or two. But, yeah, he won a Super Bowl with them. They got rid of him, and then he sent them to, the Bengals. I think they sent him to the Bengals or Cleveland.
Yeah, he was on the Browns, and then he got sent from the Browns over here to the Raiders because they didn't need his ass.
Yeah. And you know, it was a trip. When I heard that, they was like, "Hey, the Raiders have made a trade. The Cleveland Browns, they went to get quarterback." And I was thinking, I'm like, "Please be Shador." I just thought that was happening. And then they were like, "Kenny Pickett." I was like, "Ah, but we haven't seen him. So he's better than he might not be better than Geno. He's different. Jesus, can we see something different?"
Mason, you have fun watching that. America will really only pay attention if they go to Philadelphia. The Raiders go to Philadelphia and they beat the Eagles. Outside of that, don't nobody care. You think Pete Carroll wants to sit around? He doesn't even want to be on the sidelines for that. He got to get on the plane. He's just, if he wasn't making money, I mean,
who wants this?
Well, you have fun watching it, okay? You got to wake up early and watch it, okay? Have fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll be up. I'll be up and ready. I'm actually going to be paying close attention. I just want to see something different. Right on, JR. Love you, brother.
Right. Thank you, Mason, for calling from San Diego. Not me. I mean, who doesn't like something different every now and then, but not with the Raiders? Like, every year is something different. In the news, on the football field, in the ownership, or the owner's box. Well, Tom Brady's not hanging out in the owner's box because he's He's sitting around calling games on Fox every Sunday. But the Raiders bring you something new every year. That's one of the problems. Maybe one day they'll actually find some consistency. I understand that, you know, this is Tom Brady's first go-round as minority owner. We know Mark Davis is the one who's really running the team. But Tom Brady, if Mark Davis is smart, he'd be like, Tom, man, I'm giving you the keys. Lead us. And whenever the Raiders find themselves a quarterback and a long-term plan, good luck. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Botch, you still ain't watched Taken, huh? You still ain't do that?
No, I got home last night. I'm going to be honest. Boy. I watched an episode of That 70 Show, and then I passed out.
Excuse me?
That 70 Show?
Where the hell can you watch that at?
It's on Peacock.
Peacock?
Yeah.
That 70 Show?
Yeah, it was great.
God. Oh, man. You know what? I've never seen a full episode in my life.
It's pretty enjoyable. It's not not on the top of the top, like Community.
Wilson Valderrama, right?
What?
Isn't that one of the stars in the show?
Like their actual name?
Yeah,
I know the show names. I don't know their. I know Topher Grace and Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, Wilson Valderrama. He was the shorter dude, right? The short Latino guy?
Wilmer,
no?
Yeah, Wilmer Valderrama. Yeah.
What'd I call him? Wilson?
No, you were close. It was just I didn't know his real name. Okay. I just know my Fez.
Yeah, I know. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm not sitting around watching that, let alone. That show was out like 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with watching the oldies.
You telling me? You ever sat and watched Alf?
I've seen an episode or two.
You've seen Alf? Are you kidding me?
One or two episodes. I've also.
Where the hell did you find Alf?
There's like a bunch of random channels on our cable plan that has just really old television. So okay. It's like Third Rock from the Sun.
Well, now enough of this stupid stuff you're talking about. Have you ever seen MASH?
Yes, MASH is a great one. My dad used to love MASH. Wow, so I've seen quite a bit of those.
Oh, you sitting around with dad. Now that makes sense. So you've watched the Brady Bunch?
Nah, I wasn't Brady Bunch guy.
Damn, okay, all right. 888-710, I was trying to see how far we could go here. 888-710-4ISN. Who is this? Dr. Freddie D is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Freddie? What are you
hey,
a doctor?
Hey, buddy. JR, good hold to hear on. Your voice, my
hold
friend.
On. Hold on.
You know we're
hold
going
on.
Into the...
Oh, my God. Hold on. Take a breath. Take a deep breath, Freddie. Hold on. Take a breath.
But one thing.
Oh, he was botched. Did he just turn the phone on? Is he still going?
I don't know. I can't hear
him. I've been trying to listen.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Freddie, hold on a second. Hold on.
That situation.
Hold on. Oh, my God. Botcher, he just, does he hear me or he only hears himself?
Target sitting there, but I'm.
Oh, no.
Maybe he needs the doctor.
Hold on, maybe. Let's see. Hold on. He's still going. Let's listen.
Run routes good. I don't know that. If he has, he might can help him out, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Here's a question for you. What are you a doctor, out of just curiosity, what are you a doctor of?
Oh, I'm a doctor of observation. They all know that down here in Eastern North Carolina, too, because it doesn't take me one or two times and I figure it out, you see.
Doctor,
you just have to look good,
okay.
You see.
You, okay.
Oh, look, JR, you're a cool guy. I really like you. Love to meet you. Let me ask you something. If you ever come down to Eastern Carolina, give me a call. I'd love to meet you. I'll take you out for dinner. I'll buy you dinner.
How am I fine?
I'll listen to you talk then, okay?
Okay. How am I fine? I was about to say, how am I going to find you? How am I going to find you? I can't even get a word in.
Okay, because you're a cool guy. You don't cut people off quick, and I
don't.
Apologize. Let me hear what you're going to say. I wanted to get one more point in there before I get off.
Go for it. I'll sit back.
Well, I tell you what I wanted to say was I saw the Bears game the other day. You know, I grew up a Chicago Bear fan. Okay. I remember George House and the whole crowd.
Yeah.
I remember him being on the sidelines. So I go back a long way, JR.
Okay.
But let me ask you something. Let me say this.
Uh-huh.
Chicago has got a lot of momentum going for them this year.
Do they?
You know, but the thing is they can't tackle. Now, I was watching that game against Detroit. They could have won that game, but they don't know how to tackle. They won't tackle. They're sticking their arms out of their hands out. They ain't going to get it done. I mean, Dick Buckus, he'd come out there and clean them up.
Well, this ain't the 85 Bears, man. This is 2025. This is not 1985. What do you want from these guys?
I'm just saying, do you want to win the championship this year?
No, they don't. I don't believe in Caleb Williams. This guy ain't throwing a rock around all over the damn place. He's good on him. He's not turning the football over, but they haven't. And I don't blame Ben Johnson. I mean, for a first-year head coach to be able to already have a record of 9-4, one thing that they haven't done is unleashed Caleb Williams. He's been in check. And so I still think, despite their record, there's another level for them to go to. But this is a good start for a first-year head coach and a second-year QB. But the Chicago Bears, I don't care what their winning streak was, or what, five games, six games before they lost to the Green Bay Packers, I'm not a fan. Like, they'll go to the postseason, God bless them, and then they'll be eliminated. They got to learn how to fall down so they can get up and run. So it's all part of the process.
True. Well, that's true, JR. I agree with you. But the thing is, man, is that, hey, I want to see somebody in the NFL stick a shoulder in there and wrap them up, get them wrapped up on
if
the
you
legs
wanna
and
watch,
thighs and go.
If you want to see somebody get wrapped up in their leg and thighs, you got to turn on UFC, okay? They ground and pound, okay? Thank you, Freddie.
Well, they're not. Yeah, I know, but they're not the only team that can't tackle. This goes all
Freddie, I got to go to commercial.
Okay. This goes all the way back to midget football.
Okay.
My name is J.R. I appreciate you getting with me.
Well, thank you, Freddie. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. If you want to see all that hip-hugging, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, okay? There's contact right there. Go watch that. It's the J.R. Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. I got one more hour. You know what we're going to do? Talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We talked about all these old-ass NFL players like Phillip Rivers and Aaron Rodgers. We'll talk about some young NBA players who are getting a lot of attention from ESPN. And then we'll give you an update on everything that took place today. The good, the bad, the old, the young, the ugly, everything in between. We got a lot to do. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply in app only.
With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com. With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.